Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for each life path number for the new moon that's coming up on November 13th, 2023. This, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like me to go through your personal numerology or your own personal forecast, I would love to do that. Just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Now, for this new moon, by the time this comes around, we'll be well beyond eclipse season. Still probably feeling the effects of the eclipse season because they do kind of take some time, 6 months to a year, to fully unfold the storylines. But we should be out of the heat of it. I'm actually recording this on the eclipse, so but by the time this new moon comes around, we should have clear insights of what's unfolding because of those eclipses, or what was closed out and what could be coming in. So let's take a look at this new moon and see what this could be bringing in for us. Life path 33-6. So you are going to be working with the energy of the one at this new moon, and also condor energy. So big energy coming in for 33-6s again. So this new moon, you'll feel the impacts of this for probably a couple of weeks, right? Or it'll start some storylines that will unfold, you know, ongoing. But really, you'll feel the intensity of it around the new moon, around the 13th. I will say that this new moon is also happening in the sign of Scorpio, and it's also a cycle 13-4. So there's a lot about, like, collectively, about death, transformation, rebirth, or regeneration in some way, some kind of major transformation. But what's interesting here for you all is you have the energy of the one, and then you have the energy of the condor, which actually work together incredibly well. So let's talk about condor energy first. So when we look at the condor, this is a big bird. This is a really big bird, right? And it's usually in South America. It's got this tremendous wingspan, which I can't remember the exact measurements, but it's massive. I want to say the Andean condor is the biggest or the largest bird in the world, but it could just be in South America. I can't remember. Anyway, it demands respect. It's a presence. You know it when you see it type thing. It's like it's unavoidable type thing. So there's definitely something here with this energy of you sort of stepping into it, right? And so there's definitely this element of truth coming through, like stepping into your truth, recognizing your truth. And I know that word is so overused that it loses, you know, its sort of meaning after a while, or its impact. But really, there is something here where it's like recognizing, again, owning your space, stepping into that space, you know, not apologizing for taking up space, really spending time in reflection to, you know, discover more about yourself in this moment, because we continue to evolve and grow and learn more and more about ourselves as we continue on the journey. So what's true for you now may not feel true for you later on. And so there's definitely something about getting in touch with what is true for you now. What do you need? What do you want? How do you feel? What are your desires? And being very, like, you know, honoring that, right? Because ultimately, Condor will remind us that we have final authority when it comes to our own lives. Like, we have authority over our life. So in other words, our decisions are going to impact our experience. Our decisions, our actions are going to create our experience. There, of course, are outside factors, but we are the one who's at the helm of that ship. And so we have authority over our own life. And now if we're giving that away to other people to dictate what something should look like or how we should act or how we should, et cetera, we're giving that authority away and we're no longer standing within it. And Condor is not going to give its authority away, right? It's like it is a presence. It's going to remain a presence. That's nature and that's how it's going to be. So there's something here about really taking back the reins within your own life and being the leader within your own life if you've let go of the reins, right? It's kind of like if you think about it, let's say that you're, you know, in a horse and carriage. I don't know. This is such a random example, but let's say you're in a horse and carriage and you've got the reins, but you let go of those reins, that horse is going to do what it wants to do, right? And it may not be taking you in the direction that you want to be moving towards. So again, you have to pick up the reins and decide what direction you want to be moving in and then stand true to that. So Condor energy will help you to do that as a reminder, right? Of course, it's a metaphor. The other thing is there's a strong intellect when it comes to condor energy. So there's something you may be neglecting about your own intelligence and like what you know to be true for yourself. And maybe you're bypassing that or overriding that for the needs of another. And there's something here that's saying, let's not do that anymore, right? Like you can honor your own truth, your own autonomy, while also honoring the truth and autonomy of another, and while also being in service or helping another in some way. So definitely don't sell yourself short is basically what I want to try to say. Now with the one energy, again, same sort of themes. The one energy, again, and I think you guys have had this recently, but it's really about, again, being assertive, standing in your power, going after what you want, using your own ideas to facilitate something, to go after something. It's a very self-driven energy. It's a very much like self-aware energy. It's about self-discovery and using that self-discovery in its journey forward to have a greater impact in the world by sharing its own unique gifts, right? So there's definitely something here that's trying to come out around this new moon that's going to potentially be a new insight that you might have about yourself, about your identity, about your place in the world, about how you move through the world. And are you happy with the way that that's happening now? Or do you want to make changes or modifications? How do you become your own presence in this world? Because you already are a presence in this world, but you get to decide sort of what that looks like and how much of that you're going to embody and step into. So this energy is 1000% helping you to do that. And so anywhere that you minimize yourself, make yourself small, cater to other people, again, sort of relinquish that authority over your own life and give that away to somebody else, you are diminishing your presence in the world. And you're absolutely meant to fully step into that presence, especially as a 33-6. Now, I would say that for anybody, but 33-6, you know, such a big part of the 33 energy is all about your presence, your being, right? So in order to have an impact through your presence, you have to own it, right? You have to really truly step into it, which is a journey. This isn't going to just all happen around this new moon. It's a journey. But this new moon was in Scorpio, you know, collectively, it's a 13-4 cycle. You all are in a one cycle and you've got condor energy coming through. I think you'll find this to be a very empowering new moon that's really pushing you to stand in your power and go after what it is that you want that's authentic to you, so that you can serve a greater purpose that you're also a part of, right? So big energy. I feel like you all have had this recently though, like one energy, which just, I don't know, I can't remember when it was, but which again, it's just like a theme that's saying, especially for sixes, because that can be a difficult thing for sixes to really stand up for what they want, have those honest conversations without feeling like they're being confrontational. Because yeah, honesty is not confrontational. So you could notice themes about that coming up around this new moon and a new way to look at yourself and a new way to see yourself through your own eyes, right? Through a more elevated lens, so to speak, through your higher self. And that can change the game. So I hope it is a beautiful, powerful, regenerative new moon for you all. Take care, 33s. Bye for now.